Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 501, where we count down the top tracks of 2019. I'm your host, Sid Souter. While we've got top 35 tracks listed on the Too Much Rock website, we don't have time for that. No one wants to listen to that podcast. Instead, I'm going to give you the normal half hour of excellent music, which turns out to be about the top 8 tracks this year. So, without much ado here, this is Potty Mouth with the track Do It Again.
I'm not afraid to original sister, so all our music was in her. She brought rhythm from the darkness into the light. She brought the good word to the night to save all our sinners. Rosetta rolled her eyes when she played. She knew that strange things happen every day, and that the white boy hype would eventually fade, but the way that she played would remain. New York City, it was 1938. The radio couldn't wait for Rosetta to rock it. Sensation. And little Elvis, Chuck and Johnny at home heard her on the gramophone, and they wouldn't forget it. Strange things happen every day, and that the white boy hype would eventually fade, but the way that she played would remain.
Thank you. down to the ocean. We're hoping that the world doesn't end, drinking coffee with St. Brendan's, and my love for them is calm and endless. So I got a tattoo of a coral snake, trying not to make the same mistakes. Can't help but think, would you recognize me now? And why would you go back after you just escaped now? Real is real and fake is fake. Felt nothing as I deactivate my account. And now I know how it can end. No one really has 500 friends, and watching her grow up like that just doesn't count. And I love her more than I love myself. Come visit next year, we'll figure it out. Stay up all night and talk about something else. Oh, I thought you knew. Oh, I thought you knew. Oh, I thought you knew. Oh, I thought you knew.
My, my, we have heard four wonderful tracks, and we're just halfway to number one of 2019. We started with the number eight track of the year. That is Potty Mouth with the track Do It Again. That came out on the Snafu album March 1st on Get Better Records, that band based out of Los Angeles. There's so much to like about that track. For me, it's all about the slick production, those fuzzed out guitars, those thick vocals. It's definitely a time machine ride back to 1994, but no, this is 2019, and you are very happy to hear that. Before that, we heard from Juliana Hatfield, the track All Right Yeah. That's on her album Weird. Came out all the way back January 18th on American Laundromat Records. That track has so much in it. The production has everything. The kitchen sink. You're going to hear that gurgling guitar, that tambourine, the bass, really. It's just about that perfect production on that track. Before that, we heard from Frank Turner with the track Sister Rosetta. That's on his album No Man's Land. Came out August 16th on Polydor Records. And for me, it all comes down to that key change in the bridge. It just feels so damn right. And then at the number five song of the year, I had Empty Moon with the track 500 Friends. That's from The Empty Moon Story, which came out July 26 on High Dive Records. That is the project of Brendan Hangauer right here in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm normally not much of a lyrics guy. I'm more about that pop hook, but for me, this track kind of breaks the mold. I love hearing his story there of kind of aging out of the college bar scene. Sounds both tragic and appealing the way he sings it. And, well, I'm just curious, because if I ever age out of that scene, I'll need to know what it's going to feel like. Anyway, we've got more music for you here. Going to count down from number four to number one in the next 15 minutes. Let's start right here with the Whiffs. This is 17. We'll be right back. Like I might have some explaining to do here. Let's talk about that. We start with number 4, The Whiffs. The track was 17, and it's on the album Another Whiff, which just came out January 6th on Dig Records, that band based out of Kansas City, Missouri. That track there is just effortless. Everything about it is kind of a spiritual cousin to Teenage Kicks. It's just impossible to be that pure and simple, and, well, I just love it. Give me some power pop there. At number 3, we heard from Bleached with the track Valley to L.A. That was released on the Don't You Think You've Had Enough album, came out July 12th. That band out of Los Angeles as well. For me, you know, when I first heard that, I thought, man, this pre-chorus is a heck of a hook. And then I heard the hook and oh my God, that chorus, it is it just mind-blowing. If you weren't singing along with that one, I got nothing for you, man. And then we went to number two of the year and went right back to the Whiffs with the track Dream About Judy, also on that another Whiff album. I don't think I've ever had two songs from the same album in my top five of the year, but that album is just that good. For me, it's that 12-string verses there and then that explosion in the 6-string power chord stomp that happens with those vocals just belted out by singer Rory Cameron there. And that is just a wonderful, wonderful song. Anyway, I've got one more for you, and I know you're just waiting with bated breath, but let me get some business out of the way. Remind you that you've been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast number 501, the top tracks of 2019. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Sid Much Rock. For the full top 35 album, our tracks of the year, as well as my favorite albums and you know whatever else you want to hear of my wrap-up of 2019, you'll have to visit the website for that. I got one track left for you here. It's a band from Denver, Colorado. They're called Fast Eddie, and the track I'm going to play is called Milwaukee. It is on a 7-inch called Two for One, and it's just a buried track, actually. It came out September of this year, and it just blew my mind. Saw the band live, loved that song, got the 7-inch, and I cannot stop playing it. It is definitely my favorite song of the year. So let's end things here. Thank you very much for listening all year long. This is Fast Eddie with the best song of 2019, Milwaukee.